Ellie Lara is a cellist and a new assistant professor of music at the University of Missouri School of Music. She is 1/4 of the Esterhazy Quartet, which is our School of Music's resident string quartet made up of faculty. Welcome to Columbia. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Here we are, second week of the new semester, and you're here to perform with the quartet. You're also here, I'm assuming you've got a teaching load.
Yes, as a cello professor.
So report to me after the first 1 week of classes. How are things looking?
It's looking very good. I have a great studio. The kids are very enthusiastic and been very welcoming, those who were already here. And I'm just looking forward to working with them this year.
You are new to Columbia, so many listeners have not met you before. Tell me a little bit about your background.
Sure. So most recently, I was living in Tennessee, near Nashville, in Clarksville, Tennessee, just north of Nashville. And I was teaching at Austin Peay State University for the last 5 years. Prior to that, I was mostly on the East Coast in New York for a while. I did my doctorate at Juilliard. And prior to that, I did my undergraduate and master's coursework at Yale in New Haven.
If you're a classical music aficionado, you hear about Juilliard a lot. And I interviewed someone a few months ago who is also a Juilliard School of Music alum, and they said, it's not a school, it's an experience. Does that ring true to you?
I would agree with that, sure. I would say it's more than a school, and I would agree with that statement that it is an experience. I don't know that there's too many places like it where you would have such a concentration of, you know, musicians and also dancers and actors of, you know, such great talent, and really just to feed off of the energy of the fellow musicians and artists at the school, as well as the fantastic faculty. You know, it really is just a wonderful experience.
What interest areas in the string repertoire do you bring to Missouri?
Sure. Well, certainly chamber music is one of my passions, and string quartets in particular. I've played in several through the course of my studies and music career so far, and I'm very excited to be joining the Esterhazy Quartet and continuing that here. I'm also fairly interested in new music, and that seems to be another area that is a big focal point of the university here. So I'm very much looking forward to collaborating not only with the string faculty and the Esterhazy Quartet, but also the other music faculty here in hopefully lots of new music opportunities.
That's Ellie Lara. She is an assistant professor of cello here at the University of Missouri School of Music, started just this past week. She's also 1/4 of the Esterhazy Quartet. The Esterhazy Quartet has some history on campus. How does it feel walking into that?
I would admit that it is a little bit intimidating, joining, you know, the other faculty who have been here for some time, and others who've, Julie, who has played quartets for much of her life. But, you know, I'm very much looking forward to learning from them and contributing to the process and the exploration of new repertoire, both for them and for me.
You mentioned new music as an interest area. Have you commissioned works before, or have you played commissions?
Most recently, I do have a trio for clarinet, cello, and piano, and we did actually commission a work from a composer named Fernando Buide. He's a Spanish composer who was a fellow Yale alum, and We actually have an album that'll be coming out. We're aiming for, hoping the end of this year, this calendar year. And it'll be, among the works featured on that album will be a trio by Fernando Buide.
Who's a current composer whose work, whether it's cello or otherwise, especially inspires you or challenges you?
Fairly recently, I played on one of my recitals a work by Caroline Shaw. The work was In Manus Tuas. And what's kind of unique about the piece is that it incorporates the solo cellist also vocalizing, singing some notes while playing. And that's actually an area, a sort of subgenre of music that I've become increasingly interested in pursuing. There are a few pieces for cello, for solo cello, that involves some vocalization. But I would certainly be interested in looking into commissioning some newer works to be able to explore that subgenre a bit more.
When you're playing the cello solo, a certain degree of your brain can be dedicated to doing that. When you throw in vocalization, how does that change the way that you're approaching the music? How does that change the output?
It's tricky.
Because it's coming from one body.
And right.
But you're using this untapped piece. Your voice was just sitting there being wasted.
Well, I don't know about wasted, but I mean, it definitely is a whole nother level of coordination to be able to sing while playing. I would say that for the playing half, you have to be so secure in it that you don't have to think about it too much so that you can, you know, worry about the vocalization, have that match. One of the trickiest things I would say is just matching the pitch with the vocalization, that it, you know, is in tune with what you're playing and that the intonation that you're playing on the instrument doesn't get adversely affected because you're not concentrating on it as much while you're trying to do the vocalization as well. So,
Esperanza Spalding.
Yes.
Is a cellist, a bassist who vocalizes, sometimes straight up sings.
Yes.
Does she inspire at all?
Absolutely. I saw a performance of hers at the Skormerhorn in Nashville, and I was just blown away. I mean, it was incredible. Her facility up and down the instrument, and of course her vocal agility as well, and that she could do both of them simultaneously was really quite incredible.
And you mentioned Caroline Shaw, who I believe won the Pulitzer Prize 2 years ago.
Yes, she did.
For her work for voice.
Yes.
With an ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be exciting to work with someone who's so cutting edge and being so honored and doing something that's so considered novel and new and important.
Sure, absolutely.
It's got to feel good to be able to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Or work around her.
Right. I actually had the great fortune of being in a string quartet with her right around the same time she was working with Roomful of Teeth. And she decided, you know, she actually left the quartet to concentrate more on working with Roomful of Teeth and her composition career. And now I obviously completely understand why. The work that they have done is incredible. And just to hear really the expansion of possibilities in that realm is pretty great. And, you know, I hope to be able to do more with her possibly in the future, but I know she's pretty in demand now, so that might be kind of tough.
I'm not sure if you're taking requests for your upcoming Esterházy Quartet recital or your inevitable solo recital here, but I'd like to put in an appeal for a vocalized piece for cello. It can have other instruments in it.
Sure.
In the canon of works for cello, is there a work or two that to you is just like milk? It's just essential. It's part of what, if you're going to learn the instrument, you can't get past this piece.
Well, I'm sure this is going to be pretty cliche, but certainly the Bach suites are, you know, a pillar of the cello repertoire, and I don't think any student, aspiring cellist, could call themselves a cellist without having worked on them. And, you know, that really is a lifelong pursuit, playing the Bach suites. You're never finished playing them, and every time I come back to a suite, it's always a little bit different based on other music I've played or other music I've heard. So that would by far be the main one.
That was the voice of new assistant professor of cello at the University of Missouri's School of Music, Ellie Lara. She's 1/4 of the Esterházy Quartet. The quartet will have its performance for this semester on the MU campus on October 28th. Lara will also have a solo recital upcoming. You can find the schedule for School of Music events on their website, music.missouri.edu.